Fly high, little angels, our hearts are broken for you all. Just one of the many moving tributes and messages on floral tributes left near the home where three siblings lost their lives in Dublin in the early hours of yesterday morning. Lisa Cash, aged 18, and her 8-year-old twin brother and sister, Christy and Chelsea Cawley, died after they were attacked and stabbed at their home on Rossfield Avenue in Talla. Gardaí are continuing to question a man in connection with the killings. The local Brookfield Youth and Community Centre in Talla opened yesterday to bring together shocked and upset local residents. Our reporter, Rayana Zaprianova, was there and spoke to local Sinn Féin councillor Dermot Richardson.
It's a traumatic event that's happened, and people in the community are shocked. There's a numbness there. From just talking to them, there was a lot of people witnessed what went on last night in the community, and I mean, it's traumatic for them.
They witnessed,
they were out on the street because of the commotion with the sirens coming, the helicopter was over and the guards arriving on the scene.
Local councillor Dermot Richardson. And when Rihanna was in Talla yesterday, she also spoke with the mayor of South Dublin, Fianna Fáil councillor Emma Murphy.
So we woke up this morning, it was horrific news to wake up to, emerging news of a tragedy unfolding in the local community here. And as the day has gone on, it's become more and more difficult. It's, you know, three young lost lives, and something that is going to take this community here an awful long time to come to terms with. It's something that you don't think that's ever going to come to your doorstep, and we've three lost lives here in the local community, and the community are absolutely devastated. The communities have rallied around here to try and come to terms with what's happened and to try and support each other through that. The community centre here has been brilliant. They opened their doors up this morning to welcome, you know, local children, their parents, the community inside the door to try and comfort and console each other and to mind each other, really. We're going to need to support each other here in the local community. We've supports put in place, broader supports need to be put in place as well for, you know, the children. It's going to be a really, really difficult day for our local schools here. Two children not returning to a classroom in the first proper week of school, and, you know, that's going to be really, really difficult for their friends, for their teachers, and for the broader school communities as well as their friends and neighbours here in the local area. So it's going to be a really tough time for us here.
People in the community have been reluctant to talk. Have they been saying anything to you?
Yeah, people have been quiet. Everybody's kind of been quiet. Nobody knows what to say to each other. What do you say? What do you say to people? All you can do is try and console them, try and listen to stories about the three young lives that we've lost. And, you know, and you can see here there's a lot of young lads here that have come down to play a bit of football, and they've, you know, chatting about their classmates and the loss that they have as well. So, yeah, it's a really, really sad day for Talla.
Fianna Fáil councillor Emma Murphy speaking with our reporter Rayana Zaprianova, who was at the scene at Talla yesterday.